Jana Kiefer with Growmark, and my title is Electronic Communications Coordinator.
All right, Jana, we're talking about the new FS member website redesign. And first of all, why don't you tell me, why did you decide to revamp the member sites?
We had been in the website business with our members for about 15 years on a couple of different platforms, and 11 or so years ago, we got started with a DTN-based platform for the members, which worked out very well for us, but you know how fast technology changes. So in the last two or three years, we've been working on moving to a different platform, and so the members would be able to refresh their sites, and new people have come in to the system since then with more ideas, and technology's changed so much. We really wanted to be able to give our members as much of an advantage with their websites as possible.
So what do the features of the new sites offer?
Well, we like continuity in our system. We like our members to have the same type of theme, but at the same time to be able to individualize their sites to fit their customer base. So with that, we've developed templates that the members can pick and choose among to build their sites. And we've retained a lot of important components that DTN did provide for us, something that our members, customers, the farmers, find valuable, the weather, the markets, cash bids, radar, and things like that that we think are valuable to the customers as well. And we've also added some social media components that weren't available 10 years ago. We can have members can load up their Facebook pages on the websites. It'll display right on the front page, and also Twitter feeds, and they can follow different Twitter feeds right on their front page.
So with all the FS member sites, you're talking about 32 different sites, so that must have been some challenges there in attempting to convert all of those sites over at once.
Well, we've been training members both on an individual basis and in groups to let everyone express their own ideas of what their website should do and how it should look. So follow the same continuity and templates, there's a lot of individuality out there in how they think their website should serve their members. So a lot of networking goes on during our sessions, idea sharing, photography sharing among the groups. So we're building a lot of continuity among our admins out in the country, and they've developed a valuable network to be able to get these websites converted in a timely fashion.
So you mentioned you use the SharePoint platform. Tell us a little bit more about that and why you chose that particular platform.
Well, SharePoint's been out there, available for the last several years. We use it internally at Growmark for some individual department sites. Growmark.com is built on a SharePoint platform. And our new e-commerce sites are built on SharePoint platform. So we thought that would be a good platform to expand on with our members' sites. But we actually had this platform was built specifically for our members. It wasn't off the shelf. We put it together piece by piece to fit the needs that we thought the members had in their platform. So it's a known quantity. Most members have their own internal SharePoint sites, so they were aware and familiar with the way SharePoint works and feels. So we thought that would be kind of a win-win for everyone moving to that sort of website.
And it talked about having the social media aspect of it, and I imagine that's like you said, that wasn't even around 10 years ago, all the Facebook and Twitter and whatnot. So I think that this would be a really valuable part of the website for the FS members.
Many members have their own Facebook pages that they populate, and some are tweeting different aspects of their world, but it's becoming more popular. It's becoming easier because we have a younger generation of workers coming into the force, and they're bringing with them the skills of social media and the enthusiasm to populate it and use it.
Now, as you said, it's been, what, a decade here. Do you think that this new redesign will last at least as long?
Oh, no. We've already planned in a couple of years to begin thinking about a redesign. We're revamping each year, adding new items, components, new templates. We're just taking notes as we're training and meeting with all the members of, and building a wish list of what we would like to have, what we'd like to see, and where we can, what we can do better to make these sites really a homepage for our farmers. We want them to be there, and we want to be able to give them exactly what they need. So, no, it's a never-ending process. We're constantly building and changing, and a couple of years down the road, we'll probably begin yet another upgrade on the website.
Yeah, and that's a good point, because it's not just about the cooperatives themselves. It's about their members, about the farmers who are members. And this whole website thing now is a lot different than it was, and allows so much more interactivity so that they can actually communicate directly with the farmers right through their websites.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
All right. Thank you so much, Jana. You have a great day.
Thanks, Cindy.